the time. This is the last message before the Christ comes back to earth. Hear this message. For a long time, mankind has been hanging on the cross.
In everything. I am the voice in the cosmos, in the wind, and in the nature of all that is. Also the voice within you, only you have forgotten how to listen to it in silence. So listen now to the message on the outside, which is important during the last days of this old world, because every ending is also a new beginning. As a spirit of this planet, you are a part of my being as much as I am a part of you. Through you, I have lived thousands of lives to gather my experiences. Concealed within you, I've experienced innumerable cultures and personalities within the eternal cycle of life.
When life reached its peak after having evolved from the minerals through to flora and onto fauna, the snakes of wisdom, the already completed angels, descended in order to grant man his higher inner guidance. Therefore, two voices now lived in each man. Through reincarnating from one to the next life, he felt drawn towards his higher self. Now the time of awakening has come, when each human being...
New Testament book of Acts, at the time of Pentecost, there are flames of fire that appear over the heads of the apostles. This is a type of manifestation of the light body. In a very small way, it is the opening of the light over the head. The early Christians on Ash Wednesday used to mark the forehead with ash, symbolic of the power of the inner spiritual eye to use the light. In the fuller context of ascension, in the mystical traditions of Christianity and the mystical German thinkers and philosophers, a time would come about that through divine grace, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the Heiliger Geist, would allow the light to come around the body and wrap the human recipient or the believer with such power of light. Here we call this light superluminal light or greater light than the conventional or common light, which such power and majesty that that person can go directly into the higher dimensions. This is normally called the rapture or the ascension process. It is clear that in the context of ultra-terrestrial intelligence, large members of the human race will experience through the tongues of fire or the miracles of the Holy Spirit or the conjunction with the ultra-terrestrial forces of divine intelligence, the upliftment or the ascension into the higher Christ race of the universe.
Therefore, becoming human has only been a cycle in order to gather new qualities for the cosmic source through suffering and happiness. And once again, we have arrived at the end of a cycle of the cosmic plan of humanity. The survivors of the inner and outer period of cleansing, which have already started, are the seeds for a new spiritual mankind, which will emerge from all nations. it will be the first root race of the fourth planetary cycle, which will rise again into higher consciousness. For some, it will be like the past sinking of Atlantis. For others, like a return, a rising of Atlantis and of its teachings of wisdom. Because fundamentally, every event can be viewed from two sides, from a positive side or a negative one. Even the slightest change in the universe is being guided by the cosmic plan of evolution. The limited human mind fundamentally fears any change, and its biggest fear is death, the wall behind which it cannot see. But nothing gets lost in nature. All elements only change into different, more refined states when they return to the light. So mankind is on the verge of the greatest changes within this planetary cycle, a global metamorphosis.
And the Mayan calendar has never erred in all the years that it existed. And it states that in time when the incoming consciousness, which we would commonly know as the Christ consciousness, comes in, all things must change. Government, science, and religion, unless they accommodate incoming spirit or incoming consciousness, the Christ consciousness, if you will either fall by the wayside or will go through drastic and dramatic changes. Now, we see a lot of that happening in the world right now. We've had a coup in the Soviet Union, which failed. Down came the Berlin Wall. Transformational changes taking place in places like Romania, Czechoslovakia, and Hungary. Now we have Azerbaijan and many others. And all we have to do is follow the news and see these great changes taking place. Now, these great changes, of course, are heralding changes yet to come. Changes which are transformational in nature and must come if we are to survive as a planet and a peoples.
These changes will not only touch the lives of all nations, but it will reach beyond all boundaries of life's disciplines, which have already really only existed in thoughts and the actions of humans. Not only does planet Earth change its exterior, its alchemy, but also there is nothing on this planet which is not now in the process of structural and spiritual change. Every process which is not understood brings along a crisis of creation until the process of change has been understood. Thus the future human being finds himself in metamorphosis, like a caterpillar which does not know that it will become a butterfly. Everything in the cosmos, in our planetary system, on Earth, and within ourselves, humans, will step further up the ladder of evolution, according to the plan of the Creator, until a point in time when the cosmic night of creation, the exhaling of God, will come to an end. We need not fear any of these changes, because everyone will, as at the end of a school year, progress to the next grade according to his development, or repeat the last year. Heaven and Earth will be new. Even a new planet in our own galaxy will be born into a second sun. That part of mankind which opened itself will experience the resurrection into the fifth dimension of consciousness.
You probably noticed in this period, starting from 1983, that there were many changes both in human outside behavior and in the feelings of our physical bodies. They were also manifested by enormous social movements. Reaching the pattern is not a gift. It is not a convenience either. Setting in order is sometimes painful, sometimes unpleasant in feeling. This is the price of the truth forcing its way through all falseness which we have all created on the planet. Living fiction is very painful. Sometimes our physical body suffers. Sometimes man's inner self or his soul suffers because he has to accept and fit to the program which we have brought down 8 billion years ago, which means we are returning to this ideal pattern which lets a man live forever, just now through painful experience. The earth, as well as mankind's introduction to the pattern, entered the final period of metamorphosis from the 3rd to the 4th of December 1983. This process will be finished finally in the year 2000. These last years are the time of enormous inner turbulence in mankind and in the planet, because the earth, equally as mankind, has emotional, mental and physical bodies. The earth has to come back to the pattern, in other words, to the spherical form. It is logical then that the earth will undergo quakes, floods and other disasters, but not as an expression of some god's punishment, but simply as a process of coming back to the primary pattern.
Nie jako wyraz kary jakiejś boskiej, ale po prostu powracanie Ziemi do jej pierwotnego wzorca.
The Mayan calendar and many prophecies of ancient prophets and cultures predict the transition from the Dark Age into the new Golden Age to happen by the year 2011. The inscriptions of the Great Pyramid also point to the year 2011. However, time is a relative factor. During this period, mankind slowly awakens out of its sleep of thousands of years to realize the great reality that the whole universe is alive with different spiritual and material dimensions. God would never have sown a field of flowers like our universe if only one flower, our Earth, would germinate. From the year 2011 on, prophecies predict the birth of a planetary consciousness. That is, that we will recognize ourselves in one another, that we are all different, but that we are one in spirit.
The Maya calendar and the prophecies from the Maya is a very big topic. I first got interested in this after doing the research for Masterings of the Future. And when I found that so many ancient prophecies from all around the world seem to converge on the time period that we are now entering into, between the middle of the 1990s and the next 20-year period. The Mayans, I found, had a very specific calendar that of a cycle of 5,200 years. And interestingly enough, this cycle goes all the way back to 3100 BC, and if you add that up to make 5,200, you find that it comes out to 2012, which isn't very far away. So that, in fact, the Mayan prophecies about coming into some form of new age or some form of changing of the world seem to be headed right in the near future in the next 15 to 20-year period.
What are the prophecies of the Hopi Indians?
I was very privileged to be invited by one of the elders of the village of Hotavilla, which is probably the most traditional of the 13 Hopi villages in Arizona, to witness some of their prophecies and to see some of their stone petroglyphs that they have carved out in the desert for maybe as long as 2,000 years. Their prophecies are very long and complicated, but again, they follow the Mayan example and point us to the next 20 years as a very important period in world history. One of their prophecies concerns three great catastrophes or crises of the 20th century. And we've already gone through two of these crises, and we've perhaps started on the third one with what was commonly called the Gulf War, or the invasion of the American and British and other forces, the UN forces, into Iraq following the Iraqi takeover of Kuwait in 1991. So this, to the Hopi, was a very serious sign that we might start a general conflict between the people who follow the moon, that is to say the Islamic peoples, and the Western peoples of the world. They finally indicate that this conflict will become really catastrophic only if people whose color is red also somehow get involved, that there would be a color red involved. And I'm not sure that this will happen, But it is possible when you think the only people left in the world who really use red as their main color are the people of China, one of the biggest nations on the earth.
Then will follow 1,000 years of spiritual completion of mankind, the kingdom of peace of 1,000 years, when the masters of wisdom will appear. Until that time, not only will parts of mankind step back into the fourth and fifth dimensions, but also the cosmic fall of the Omega cycle will end. God's exhaling flows into the inhaling. The Alpha cycle commences. Everything returns to the source from which it originated. We are concluding the spiritual involution and the parallel evolution of the physical body. Our forefathers passed on this mystery in the shape of the Sphinx before they left this planet. The descending spirit of the sun, also called soul, embodied in the human beast, has experienced the crucifixion of the soul through reincarnation. After the death of the human beast, who symbolically represents the animal qualities of the human ego, man will be reborn in spirit through the completion of his ego. This crucifixion and resurrection will be experienced by many people during the following years of the apocalypse, until the planet in its entirety experiences the resurrection. After that, the marriage of heaven and earth follows. Before the Alpha cycle begins, we have a non-time, when the source itself enters into us, reconnects with us, so that we are able to feel that we are a united being. The birth of the planetary Christ and the Buddha consciousness. The return of the Christ, the return of the teachers of the worlds, the returning of the extraterrestrials, or heavenly master teachers, therefore all point towards this event. The planetary birth of the Christ consciousness, the neural webbing of mankind into a collective consciousness. However, until the conclusion of this quantum leap into the seventh dimension, the greatest changes will happen on Earth. All great religions of today are familiar with the idea of a second coming. We Christians await the return of Jesus. The Apostle Lucas and Marcus write about it. He will be enthroned in the clouds. The Apocalypse is supposed to have been written by St. John, which is not true, because the essential passages are older than the Apostle John. In the Apocalypse we read about the signs and plagues that will come upon humanity. A star would fall from the sky, the moon would light up, and the heavens would roll up and unfold like a manuscript. Earthquakes and false prophets would come, and man would wander about not knowing what was happening. A group of men will finally survive the second coming of the gods, the so-called final judgment day. But this is not only so in the Christian community. The Muslim community is also awaiting their Mahdi, and the Jews their Messiah. Overall, this thought is much older. Let us go back to Babylon and Sumer, where we find the gods Baal and Baal, which are one and the same. In Old Egypt, we obviously find the sun god Ra. All these gods have promised to return in the far future, and since that time, the belief of a second coming is kept alive. I am absolutely convinced that none of these so-called Jesus or Mahdi or whatever we may call the Messiah will appear, but that it will be a space event. If somebody does appear, which is fine with me, then it will be extraterrestrials. With the ascension of mankind into the higher dimension of consciousness, and the return of the knowledge of Atlantis and Lemuria, the purified continents of Atlantis and Lemuria will also rise out of the oceans, because human consciousness is synchronized with the planetary consciousness. Humans who have decided to open up to the higher dimensions are beginning to feel a part of an ever-increasing learning process where life is the playground. On the other hand, humans who have subconsciously decided to remain in the third dimension with their consciousness will not feel any great changes within themselves. But we will all experience the big process of purification on a planetary level. Because planet Earth is straightening its spine, that is, the axis of the poles is shifting again, and along with it, the climatic zones, at an extremely fast pace. The shifting of the poles has already begun. New cosmic energies will then flow through the spine of the Earth, that is, the axis of the poles, and be distributed across the electromagnetic field of its aura.
A pole shift can have different effects. We cannot say for sure because we have never observed it on Earth. But the fact that Earth is a gigantic magnet indicates that if it shifts its poles, the inner Earth will be slightly unbalanced.
Kann es durchaus sein, dass das Erdinnere ein wenig durcheinander kommt.
It may lead to volcanic eruptions, land mass shifts, or earthquakes, and of course tidal waves, both enormous and small. Naturally, we must distinguish between the pole shift and the axis shift. Because Earth spins like a top, it is almost impossible that the axis would shift. In any case, we can't make a scientific statement about it. Theoretically, it would seem that an axis shift would be possible, but by whatever process, the Earth crust could shift, and for man on Earth, this would have the same effect as an axis shift. On the basis of scientific research, we can say that many such pole shifts have happened during the last 80 million years. They have occurred in a variety of frequencies. The most pole shifts we've had in 1 million years were 4. But there were also 1 million years where we only had 1 pole shift. So the frequencies of the single pole shifts are subject to fluctuations.
Das ist also in großen Schwankungen unterworfen, die Frequenz der einzelnen pole shifts.
The great flood in the Bible, which is known to practically all people, could be explained with a pole or axis shift, or a shift of the Earth's crust through which enormous waves of water, hundreds of meters high, could develop.
Bei dem es unter Umständen sehr große Wasserwellen und hunderte von Meter hohe Wogen geben kann.
My observations with this device go back over the last 10 years. During that time, the strength of the magnetic field has reduced by around 4 degrees.
As the old prophecies have already predicted, the wheat will part from the chaff. Those people who can adapt to the faster flowing energy by extending their consciousness will survive the purification process. Those people, however, who desperately cling to the old reality will have difficulties adjusting their bodies to the faster frequency. Therefore, their process of aging will be accelerated. The great purification will divide mankind into 2 big groups. Those who will consciously want to recognize the spirit in its entirety, and the others who will continue to believe only in the things visible and provable, and therefore will exclude themselves from the opening of higher dimensions of consciousness. Many prophets, such as those mentioned in the Apocalypse of the Bible and by Nostradamus, have predicted that within the next stage of transition from the third dimension of consciousness into the fourth and fifth dimensions, large disasters will occur.
The Apostle John tells us in Revelation chapter 1 and verses 9, 10 and 11 that he was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God, because of his faithfulness as a disciple of Jesus, because of his faithfulness as a prophet. When John focused upon the return of Jesus Christ the second time, he focused upon what we find in other places in the Bible about how Jesus will come and why he will come and what will happen when Jesus Christ comes. John in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7 made it very clear that when Jesus Christ returns, every person who is alive on planet Earth at that time will witness that coming. Every person will see him come. If you go to the last verses in Revelation chapter 6, you have it very clearly stated that at the time of the coming of Jesus Christ, there's going to be a massive earthquake. Every island will move out of its place. John uses the word saying that the heavens are going to roll back, as it were, and the glory of Jesus Christ and the Father is going to be revealed to people. Many people will be absolutely terrified by that event, and we read in Revelation chapter 6, in the midst of the earthquake and the sun going dark and the moon turning to blood and stars falling from heaven, you read of people who will be terrified and will be crying out to the rocks and the mountains, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits upon the throne and from the wrath or the judgment of the Lamb. The term Lamb is a symbol of Jesus Christ throughout Scripture. And so you read of the coming of Jesus Christ at that time. And then, of course, in answer to that question, who will be able to stand at that time, which is the question asked at the very end of Revelation chapter 6, you have the answer of Revelation chapter 7. You have those spoken of as the 144,000, those who receive the seal of the living God upon their foreheads, and you read of them further as the great multitude as you read through Revelation chapter 7. A very detailed description of the coming of Jesus is given to us in Revelation chapter 14, verses 14 to 20, where the coming of Jesus is described as a harvest.
If one compares all the prophecies of writings such as the Bible, the secret revelations of John, the Quran, as well as writings of recent seers, and well over 100 appearances of Mary until 1987, a shocking scenario of three large world events emerges. The three great judgments of the world stand for three large world wars, which in turn are fulfilling the group karma of whole nations. Two of these world wars have already occurred. Many believe the third will not happen. But what is the contribution of each individual so that the divine in its grace extinguishes the karma of each individual and of the nations? All seers and the messages of our Mother of God speak of a third large war which will start in Europe. In particular, they mention troops with the strength of three armies invading from the east, and after political unrest, the bloody fall of a leader overnight. It is said in these prophecies that within a very short period as many people will die as in the First and Second World Wars together. Europe's capital cities are predicted to burn during a limited atomic holocaust. Out of these horror visions, it is clear that China and the United States of America will be involved, along with Russia and the Muslims. After fierce battles, all of them will resort to emergency atomic action. Consequently, the supernatural judgment will inflict natural disasters to put an end to these horrific developments. It will then separate the wheat from the chaff by causing a large earthquake and darkness for 3 days to put an end to it all. A worldwide internal fire will be felt and seen by everyone, and the fall of deadly dust has been predicted to accomplish the remaining cleanup of the karmic execution.
There are prophecies in the book of Revelation about a big fire that will cleanse this earth. A very dramatic representation is given in Revelation 19 and 20, near the end of the apocalypse. In Revelation chapter 19, we read of the coming of Jesus, pictured as him riding on a white horse, a crown upon his head, and his coming forth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he comes to execute judgment against the beast and the false prophet. In other words, the two beast powers that are described in detail in Revelation chapter 13. The beast that comes up out of the sea is described as the beast, and the beast that comes up out of the earth in Revelation 13 verse 11 and following from there is described as the false prophet. And we find Jesus coming in Revelation 19 executing judgment upon the beast and the false prophet, and we read of them being thrown into a lake of fire at that time when he returns. And then at that time we read in Revelation chapter 20 that the dragon will be taken, thrown into a great abyss, and be held in that abyss for 1,000 years. And during that period of time, the dragon, described also as the devil, the deceiver, or Satan, will not be able to attack or deceive any person who is alive at that time. And then at the end of this 1,000 years, as you come through to the latter part of Revelation 20, you find that Jesus is pictured as returning to this earth, and he comes with his people, and a lake of fire comes and envelops the whole of the earth and purifies this earth. And so the sequence of events that we actually have in Revelation 19 and 20 is the second coming of Jesus, the beast and false prophet facing damnation, as it were, in this lake of fire. Then the dragon held as a captive for 1,000 years. Then Jesus Christ coming to the earth again with his people, and a lake of fire enveloping the earth and cleansing the earth. As a result of that, we find a new act of creation after this fire has enveloped the earth, where we read of a new heaven and a new earth.
All this has been repeatedly predicted by the seers, and all the prophecies which have been made at different times are roughly similar. Conspicuously, all agree on one thing, that these events will start at a time when all believe that peace is at hand. Is the future preordained, or have the seers seen God's master plan? Everything within the omniversum is subject to cosmic cycles. Creation delivers everything according to the principle of duality. As day follows night, a plan for the evolution of humanity's development exists. Likewise, in the plan of creation, there is a cosmic night and a cosmic day. The last cosmic night of creation lasted about 26,000 years. During this cosmic night, man was separated from his divine self. Since the 1980s, we have entered the so-called ending of the cosmic night. During this ending, the spiritual world will be testing everyone for the feelings in their heart. After the year 2011, a cosmic day will begin. This cosmic day will announce itself with a sudden, incredible light, and humanity will become conscious. The earth will be illuminated, and creation will reveal its completion. The final stone of completion of the four-sided pyramid of Giza is the symbol for the completion of the process of becoming human. However, the final cornerstone of the fifth dimension, time, is still missing. Consequently, creation will find its completion in the return of the extraterrestrial gardens of evolution through the programming into the fifth dimension.
Now, speaking extraterrestrially, they are here to remind us that there are other things far beyond us, which of course are necessary if we are to evolve into our rightful ascendancy in the things to come. In other words, moving from the third dimension into the fourth and the fifth dimension. UFOs, per se, have always been there. We have forgotten that because we have returned to amnesia and we have returned to illusion. We are now about to walk or talk or act out of that so that we become realism again, that indeed we have the powers that we once had and we can take them into ourselves again to change the dilemma that we face as a nation, as a peoples, and as a planet. We must do this again as the people. We cannot rely upon our governments anymore. Governments basically are defunct. We don't like to think so, but they are. Governments are also a captive of many of the malefic extraterrestrials. That was true during the Third Reich. It is now true of the United States government, and I don't know how many more. It is time to turn to those who have our best interests at heart. And those who do have our best interests at heart are known as the guardian forces. The guardian forces outnumber the malefic or bad extraterrestrial forces somewhere around 10 to 1. And yet we do not turn to them, you know, in time of need. Again, to invoke them, again, to get them to step in our direction and to assist us, we must do so through prayer and meditation and love and light and balance. And if we do that again, then we invoke the power, if you will, of the guardian forces. We give them the necessary power which they need to deter the malefic forces, including the Wormwood planet. These things, of course, are very simple, and I think for some people they're too simple. They would rather think that we have to turn to some advanced type of technology or some advanced type of weaponry. Those days are over. If we are to graduate as a planet and a peoples, we must return to the godly principles that we once exercised and had when we first came here, or before we actually came here from the fourth dimension into the third. We must return to that godliness.
We are in the last days, and the battle of the spiritual powers to win over souls has started. Old and new prophecies are to be understood symbolically. The last judgment has already begun. The experience will be different for everyone. The time factor rapidly decreases during these last years, and every one of us will reap increasingly faster the harvest of the seeds that we have sown in order to fulfill our karma. A purification never experienced before will affect all areas of life. Apart from the external chaos caused by wars, earthquakes, and other environmental disasters, the truth of the so-called good citizen will fall apart. No one will be able to hold on to anything. Few will realize that we are right now living in the time where the souls will be separated.
Now, instrumental in that, of course, are the ones that we know as UFOs or the extraterrestrial consciousness. We know, too, that there are two types of extraterrestrial consciousness. One is good, or you might say they have our best interests at heart, and the other one does not, and they are the malefic ones. I don't want to go too far with that. I would only say that they represent the two faces of God. It is the same energy. It's our interpretation of that energy. And it's up to us to deal with it in a responsible way. I would like to lead this also into a prognostication which has been about for thousands and thousands of years. Going back to the references of the Wormwood planet, I mentioned one, of course. I mentioned the Bible, Revelations chapter 8, verse 11. I would also like to make reference to the Sumerian text. If you were to review the Sumerian text, which is the first recorded history, of course, of what is known as Wormwood, you will find then that it progresses up through the Chaldean chronicles, Babylonian chronicles, and on into the Judean culture and chronicles. And, of course, the latest of that being the Bible under Revelations chapter 8, verse 11. Now, what is the Wormwood planet? Well, there's many speculations about the Wormwood planet, but I don't think that speculatively, we can deny that it exists because there's proof, although not written, but there's enough proof at hand and at large at this point in time that world government is fully aware of the so-called Wormwood planet. It isn't the first time that the Wormwood planet has visited our planet and caused mass devastation and chaos. It's been here, of course, over a period of thousands and thousands of years. And there's scientific proof and also materialistic proof that they have flipped the axis of this planet over 330 times in the past.
A new superhuman being will be born. Earth is now close to the birth of its new human being before she enters the full light of the day of the Golden Age. Dawn has already started. The ascension is the resurrection. Many are being called, but only a few are chosen to become the seed for the new mankind, because the spirits will soon be separated. The vampires will not survive the harsh light of the new day of creation. The change which the earth will experience during the purification process by throwing off the ballast will be unbelievable. During this time, when the earth, groaning, rids itself of the poisons which humans, in their blind ignorance, have inflicted on the planet, it will shake off this burden, and divine grace will help cleanse the lower astral collective body, all three-dimensional structures, with an indescribable fire. The time is near when the earth will unleash the elements, and the angel of judgment will purify it through fire, water, and earthquakes. During her pain of giving birth, Mother Earth will suffer a near breakdown, which will culminate and end in the burning of all that is inferior. The darkness of this world, the afterbirth, will be burnt, and a new humankind will be born. Before this climax, there will only be two parties left, the three-dimensional and the five-dimensional people, who are able to integrate their light body. On the day X, the spirits will be separated. In the same way that it happened during the days of Noah, it will occur again during the days of the human son. They ate, they drank, they married until that day when Noah entered the ark and the arrival of the flood killed all. Just like it happened during the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought and sold, they planted and constructed every day. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur descended from the heavens and killed everyone. So it will happen when the Son of Man is revealed. Whoever will be on the roof on that day and leave his coat inside the house should not return downstairs to get it. And whoever is out in the field should not turn back. Just remember Lot's wife. I say unto you, during that night, when a couple will be in bed, one will be taken, the other left behind.
Jesus used Noah as an illustration of end times. He indicated that just as it was in the days of Noah with the flood, so at the end of time there would be devastation. And just as the flood cleansed the world of that time of sin, so with the coming of Jesus there will be a flood of fire that will cleanse the earth. One can visit the area of Mount Ararat, which is the area of eastern Turkey. Ararat, of course, covered the area of Armenia, Turkey, some of Iraq, quite a large area. And in the Tenderek Mountains there, across from Agridag, which is the mountain that is usually referred to as Mount Ararat today, there's been quite a bit of focus of attention upon a boat-like shape in recent times. But the evidence would indicate at this stage that that is not the Ark of Noah. The Ark of Noah was possibly, if we understand what the gopher wood was, and we don't, but if we go back to the original writings, the Ark of Noah was probably built out of papyrus reed. But this great flood deluged the world of that time and cleansed the earth. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man.
For the survivors of these events, it will be a new era of peace, of spiritual completion. The brothers of space will reveal themselves as the keepers of Christ, and a large white cross will be seen in the sky. Thousands of motherships in the formation of a flying cross will be seen in the sky to herald the return of the Christ. The chosen ones, it will be important to pay attention to their intuition and to their dreams, because the higher self will be sending out impulses ahead of the disasters caused by humanity and triggered by nature in order to be in the right location at the right time. Earth will be cleansed for the seventh time, and God within us will decide whether we will be the seed for perfected mankind.
The Earth's development in the material world can be divided into seven successive cycles. At present, we are in the last stage of the seventh cycle. Each cycle was finished by a cataclysm on the Earth. But those who embodied the cosmic values were saved. Those were the people who had collected the necessary energy vibration for the new cycle. It was always the result of individual experiences. Activated energetic channels and supersenses are the consequences of these changes in a man's body. People receiving messages through their supersenses also receive information about places where certain disasters will take place. It refers to Japan, Great Britain, and some European countries.
Narażone na pogrążenie się w odmętach wody. Wiele przekazów dociera.
Much information we receive during our dreams, when the body is relaxed, calmed, and our intellect and personality do not disturb us. We become open to all impulses which can reach us from the outside. Everything that comes during a dream, which seems to be unreal, in many cases, shows us situations which will happen here on Earth. Please pay special attention to your dreams. From many messages, we can learn how, in practice, the Earth will enter the antimaterial world. The last material cycle finishes in the 80s and 90s. So we are just in the center of the universe. We are entering the antimatter. The Earth will move differently in the antimaterial side than at the moment. This movement will have a shape of the number 8, rotating not around the Sun, but at first around two energetic centers. One of them will be the Sun, and the second will be Saturn. The rest of the planets will also rotate in the way of the number 8 shape, around the centers mentioned before.
The coming years will decide how we will experience the external changes. We have the choice either to face the events in fear or to see the cataclysmic conditions of the prophecies of the apocalypse as a necessary renewal for mankind. Because it is up to us how we view the purification. Mother Earth itself will try to awaken us as softly as possible when she gets her planetary contractions for the birth of a more conscious humanity. The world has received many warnings from saints, extraterrestrials, and prophets. The world has been given many signs. However, at the end of time, everyone will recognize that which he did not want to see. At the time of the ascension, it will be up to us to realize that one-third of the air, one-third of the water, one-third of the flora and fauna, and one-third of mankind has left the planet, as indicated in various apocalyptic prophecies. A smooth transition would occur if the light workers and humans, through liberation of their active love, and through the call for divine grace, and if millions of people were willing to work on themselves in order to participate in a mass ascension. This would weaken the global events and divert the karmic release more towards the individual human beings. The present readiness for this, however, is only too limited, and Mother Earth will shake us to wake us up.
Much of the information does indicate that parts of continents will sink. Certainly the first chapter of the book, Dukun Vision, talks about my personal experience of living through what I felt was the sinking of much of the lands of California. And I've also done research then into what Edgar Cayce has said about Japan or parts of Japan going into the sea. And finally, the work of an American channel named Laurie Wilkins Toy, whose Freedom Star map shows even part of Australia being split in half, a good deal of Russia and the northern part of Europe going under the water, and parts of Northern and South America. All of this would be compensated by new land, however, coming up in the Pacific, a new Lemurian type of land, I guess, and possibly some new land in the Atlantic that might be considered to be a new Atlantis, so that the relationship between continents and the sea would remain pretty much constant over time.
The current events on Earth should surely wake up every sensitive person to the fact that we are in the seventh ending of time, and that several prophecies have already partially been realized, or are bound to happen very shortly. The cyclical apocalypses of creation are like a school of life, where one is promoted to the next grade at the end of term. A certain percentage of mankind is not capable of ascending to the next grade because of a lack of preparation. After their present lifetime, they are going on vacation for a long recovery in the astral world. After a good recovery, the souls repeat the failed school year on other planets, and then move on to new cycles of incarnations. The positive and the negative on this planet are continuously strengthening. We receive daily news of earthquakes from around the planet, flood disasters, volcanic eruptions, well over 100 war zones, and many massacres are causing new famines, misery, and new migrations of nations. We are receiving daily news of new environmental disasters. The ozone hole spreads out at a frantic pace. The jungles, which represent the lungs of the earth, are being cut down globally. The loss of trees through environmental destruction is escalating. The greenhouse effect and the earth's temperature are increasing globally. Thus, the climatic zones are shifting so fast that we can already observe the change. Snow is falling in areas where there has not been any before, and elsewhere it is warming up in areas where it used to be cold. The ecological balance has already been disturbed to such a degree that thousands of species of animals and plants have already apparently disappeared from this planet forever. Other species are in plague proportions, as happened in ancient Egypt. We seem to be suffocating in our own rubbish and poison dumps. Millions of people are infected with new and apparently incurable diseases. Raw materials seem to be exhausted, and the Earth is experiencing a population explosion.
Yes, I've been working for a number of years on future progressions. This work culminated in the book Mass Dreams of the Future, in German Zukunftsvision der Menschheit. And the method that was used was started by Dr. Helen Wambach to take people into past lives, It's a light trance state used in groups where we would then ask very ordinary questions of people once they were taken into a specific future time period. The numbers of people that we worked with were over 2,500, and actually in the book we have results from about 500 out of that group. In part that's because many people didn't find themselves coming back in the time periods that we initially asked them. This was one of the first and rather surprising results of our research, that so few people found themselves coming back to the Earth or to the material plane at the time of a couple hundred years from now. The fact that there are so few people that seem to come back in the time periods that we worked with could lead one to believe that there might be something like an apocalypse in the future. However, I think that it's a question of a choice that we have in this matter, and possibly it's not the kind of apocalypse people might be thinking of. There are many conditions that could lead to a drop in the population. For example, we could have some worse plagues or worse illnesses than the ones we've already had. We could have, of course, atomic war, or we could have natural catastrophes that might also occur, or some combination of these. I'm not sure that anyone can answer, will there be exactly an apocalypse? But certainly the data that comes out does indicate that there will be great changes taking place.
The world is becoming more hectic. Everything is about survival. Money, power, addictions, and distractions have become the companions of mankind. Some secret organizations want to gain absolute control over humanity. Religions are calling for a holy war against dissentient brothers. During a dark age, the human mind is directed towards materialism. The negative attributes of his ego are fear, guilt, control, calculation, envy, security, dominance, pride, arrogance, manipulation, and striving for power. His helpers are the present, exclusively materialistic social systems. Unlimited growth is like a cancer of mankind within the planetary organism called Earth. Fear for jobs, fear for supplies, fear of diseases. Fear seems to be the prime motivation of all social life.
My personal feeling about the future is that it's coming along pretty fast, and much of the research that we did for the book was done in the 1980s and showed that in the future times there would be a series of great changes, including particularly ecological changes. Perhaps the most positive part was that very few people, one or two out of the 500 or 600 that we worked ultimately with, only saw as some kind of nuclear Holocaust. Very, very few people saw that. It doesn't seem to be our future. I personally feel that we have two or three more years to do the preparations that are necessary and possibly to work with the energy fields to change some of these catastrophic situations for the future, or they will be upon us before we realize it. Certainly by the end of this decade.
Everything looks very negative, and among the scientists with inside knowledge, the opinion is spreading that it may be 5 minutes past midnight for the future of Earth and mankind. The train has already departed. Mankind now wants to enter adulthood and has apparently tilted the balance of the planet. Humanity is already stuck in a crisis of evolution. And for some, the downfall of mankind has already begun. For others, the ascension of mankind has started, the great transformation. So the changes on the outside and the inside have already begun. And yet, imperceptibly, in this darkness, a little light has been kindled in order to point out the way to mankind. The arrival of the incarnated light workers, extraterrestrial contents of consciousness, who are to prepare the seed for the new mankind. The pole change towards the spiritual, towards a new golden era, has already started. Instead of living in primeval fear, This new generation is intended to live in primeval trust. Indeed, all the negative events are justified in the cosmic plan, which we do not comprehend with our mind. Because nothing exists outside of the divine plan. Even the chaos is the new order.
Hello, brothers. Hello, sisters. Grüß Gott. I'm Karl. And I am like I am. Just like I am. Thanks God. I know now who I am. Yeah. I'm love. I'm love and nothing else is love. Like we all. Like we all. I have nothing to assert, no. Nothing to blame. Nothing to judge. Nobody to accuse. Nobody to accuse and nobody to convince. Just to be as I am. As an example. Just an example. So I did advertising. I made commercials for products which we need, like cancer. Cancer. The materialized illusion. The materialized illusion around us. Yes, I didn't know about causes effect. I didn't know about the law of the echo. And suddenly, I got it into me that we are all one, one with everything, and we will unite each other like we never did before. Ha! The artists. The artists. And everybody, last but least, is an artist, yeah? And love artists we are. We are love artists. We come together as children as we are. Just as children. Because we are children forever and forever and forever. And we will play the game. We will play. Play, play, play. And the game called love. Love and nothing else as love. Yeah, this is the game. And we get free of the materialized illusion around us. The luxury, the materialism, which we need, like cancer. No, no sickness anymore. No sickness anymore. And I got the message into me that fear is an illusion. Fear is an illusion. Ha! Oh, that's wonderful to know. To be ill is an illusion. To hate is an illusion. To make profit is an illusion. And what you see materialized, not in tune with the nature on Mother Earth, is just the materialized illusion. And will disappear very, very soon. And this is just the law of the echo, the law, the only law we have. It's the game, yeah, it's the game. But so many forgot about the game, these periods of time, about the game, you know. So we played war, war, one after the other. And the war was happening in us. And we look around us, here. Then we see war games everywhere, everywhere war. It's just an illusion. Yeah, war is just an illusion. So we killed, and the main part of us kill animals, animals, yeah. Also our brothers, our sisters, yeah. And we didn't know that we kill ourselves. We didn't know. Whatever we kill ourselves. And whatever we do with the nature, we do it with ourselves. Yeah, we do it with ourselves. Of course, we are the nature. We are the land. We are one with everything.
The continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails.